ready to dive in? Welcome to Adventures in Truth Podcast. Every episode explores, expands, and evolves the truths we encounter and experience in our human quest for clarity, joy, and exponential growth. And now, here is your host, Jim Case. Welcome to Adventures in Truth Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Adventures in Truth Livecast. My name is Jim Case, and I am your host, and I am super excited that you're here with us today. I'm excited because, on a number of levels, we're going to have an amazing conversation today. My friend and Bill McKenna is here. We're going to talk about the subconscious. We're going to talk about how the subconscious expresses itself through our body as a feeling. And there's a lot to that, I think. We go through our lives experiencing lots of different things. And I know I was thinking about this earlier as I was meditating that you know, in Law of Attraction, they talk about those that we create. You know, we are the creators of our reality. We are the creators of what we do in our world. And a lot of times you get a lot of resistance to that because you hear things like, yeah, but why would I have created that? You know, some circumstance shows up in your life that doesn't feel very good. And you're like, well, why would I have created that? And I think the topic of this subject today will have a lot to help unfold that, because the subconscious is always giving us information. And sometimes when it's time to shift a belief or time to shift how we are dealing with the world or how we're engaging with the world, that we create circumstances through the subconscious that help us to see what we're doing. And those are those situations that show up that we kind of go, what the heck? And I'm going to tell you that those what the heck moments are the times that you really want to just stop and really want to focus, because those what the heck moments are the moments of the subconscious coming forward to say, hey, pay attention. There's something here you want to know, and there's something here that will free you if you will allow it. And that's my abbreviated version of that. But I think we're going to have an amazing conversation with Bill after this. And it's going to be a great deep dive into this whole idea of the subconscious and looking at how it influences us, and realizing that this process of consciousness is all about moving from what is unconscious to what is conscious. And there has to be bridges there. There have to be ways to access this enormous warehouse of information that we carry in our field. And this is something that Bill is an expert in, and something that he's going to bring a lot of light to, and we're going to have a really powerful conversation about. So right after this short little intermission here, we're going to come back, we're going to talk about a book, and then we're going to bring Bill in. So we'll be back in just a second. All right. So let's talk about fears of choice, unraveling the illusion of our separation from love. And I want to tell you something about this that I haven't really talked about much on the show with the book. And that is, where did this come from? I have this amazing show that I get to talk with all of you guys out there about these amazing subjects and go on these adventures in truth. And I have an amazing program called The Science of Transformation, which does extraordinary things in helping people really radically change their life. And I have this amazing book. This book is actually what is the source of this. The work that I did when I was in California before I moved to Colorado, for 5 years I had a center in California, and I worked with hundreds and hundreds of clients. And through the process of that, I tapped deeply into my own unfolding. And that was going on before, because that was a natural, obviously, evolution of my experience. But this book is an evolution of understanding how deeply entrenched fear is in our human experience, and how changing your relationship to fear literally changes your entire life. And what we do in this book is take you through that evolution. Here's how fear is introduced, because you don't come in afraid, guys. You don't come in with this big bundle of fear going, oh my God, what am I going to do when I get here? Nothing of the sort. You come in fully connected, fully loaded, ready to go. And the fear is what we learn along the way. The fear is what we are entrained to along the way. So once you understand that, and then you understand how you've used fear in your personal experience, you begin to find the change in that relationship just alters everything, because there is not, you lose the shaky ground that you feel like you're standing on. You no longer feel unstable in your life experience. You feel clear about it, because all the things that you're addressing or dealing with or engaging are simply objects in the field of your awareness. And you then have the choice of how you engage them and how you work with them, rather than them being situations that are bombarding you and slapping you and doing all that. But the other thing that's amazing about changing your relationship with fear is that when you have those moments, when maybe your guard's down, not your guard, but you're just, you know, you're maybe not being as attentive as you might always be, and something comes in and smacks you upside the head, you now have the ability, because you've changed that relationship, to take this thing and put it back out into perspective, to put it into the perspective so that you can address it instead of react to it. And that's a powerful thing. And that little demonstration there is also going to, I think, come up in our conversation here shortly. But www.adventuresintruth.com is my website. You can go there. You can order the book from Amazon, Kindle, Barnes & Noble. There's a few places there that you can order from. And I guarantee you that it will change your life, because it's not a fluff piece, guys. it's really not. This is about changing your relationship with fear, and you can succeed and can do very well with that. And so I encourage you to head over to www.adventuresintruth.com, check it out. And we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to bring Bill in and have an amazing conversation. Be right back, guys. All right, y'all, I want you to meet Bill. Hi, Bill. Good to see you, my friend.
Hello. Thanks for having me on.
Been a minute, but it's great to have you here. Pardon my glasses for a second, because I got to push my buttons so I can tell everybody about you. Bill McKenna is the author of The Only Lesson and the founder of the Cogno Movement Systems. During his own life-changing spiritual awakening, Bill studied with a number of master teachers to learn the secrets of self-discovery and the ability to create miraculous change in his life and in the lives of others. And Bill now shares his secret with students in his renowned Secret of the Masters series. Bill has been everywhere and done everything, from marathon running to martial artist, helicopter pilot, adrenaline junkie, and now pioneering this groundbreaking work in your world. And I'm so excited that you're here to have this conversation, my friend. Welcome aboard. So we're going to talk about subconscious since I left California, but even probably a little before that, the work that you were doing was really quite profound in helping people to understand how stuff was showing up in their bodies, in their fields, and how to engage it and deal with it, how to shift it, how to move it. And I'm probably horribly bastardizing what you're actually doing, but I'll let you talk a little bit about that.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, maybe I'll kind of start at the beginning and kind of give a little bit of an understanding of how our subconscious expresses itself. You know, when I first heard our subconscious is our body. I was like, what? Our subconscious is our body. Well, our subconscious expresses itself through our body. So the simplest way that it starts is you know, something comes up, for example, fear, and if you notice, you stop breathing, or you know, right? Yeah. That's like, right, right, fear. So our subconscious is what is dictating that. So if we pay a little bit of attention to our breath, we can know what's going on with our subconscious, but most people don't do that.
Yeah.
Our subconscious, typically, the resistance, as you were talking about earlier, let's say we have a hard day because our boss, we don't understand each other quite well. He doesn't understand my intentions, that sort of thing. And you get home and you're tired, right? If you have a hard day, the natural response is you get tired. If you pay attention to your body, the very first sign it's going to give you that your subconscious is resisting what's going on in your space is you get tired.
Amen to that.
If you, and then, you know, like me earlier, I was pretty dense, you know, Irish thick head, you know, we get things too easy. I got to do things the hard way. Mm. So the next thing that happens, if you don't listen to I'm tired, then you'll either find yourself with some sort of like pain, got a migraine, you've got an ache, knee ache, shoulder aches, you know, different aches in the body. Don't pay attention, then your subconscious is going to react again and find a cold sore, the flu, cold, whatever. Keep exactly. not paying attention, and we get some sort of terminal illness.
Yes, so, I love that.
So, go ahead. Does that make sense?
Absolutely does. You know, I look at it a little differently in words. The way you described it is beautifully. I've always said, you know, the universe will always start with a whisper. It'll whisper in your ear, and then it'll tap you on the forehead. And if you're not listening, it'll smack you upside the head. And if you're not listening, then here comes the 2x4. You know, all of which is by way of saying it's self-stimulated. And it is coming from within, not without. And in my analogy, it's sort of saying the universe is doing something to us, and it's not. but yeah, to clarify that point, I don't have any belief in any way, shape, or form that anything is being done to me. I firmly believe. So we're going to take a quick break, Bill. This is a great place to start because I love that we are starting at the basic, simple truth of here's how the body and the energy system work. Everything from, like you said, it's a simple situation from coming home from work and you're tired and you're ignoring the you're ignoring the message. And I love that because it gives all of our listeners a chance to really make a practical application to this subconscious stuff that we're going to be talking about. So when we come back, it'll be just a few minutes. We're going to do a moment to focus because I like to bring everybody into the field where we are, because I believe that the more people that are here with us, the more energy that it stimulates for us in this adventure, and that the things that all of you out there are asking or curious about or want to understand more deeply, as we align that way, those answers come forward and that information comes forward in a way that's digestible and acceptable. And because we're all in the same field, resonating in the same place. Right. So we're going to be right back right after this. I'm not going anywhere, but I'm going to send Bill back and we'll be right back. All right, guys, taking a moment to focus. What a great intro. And I'm so excited to layer this in on top of what we were just talking about. So what I'm going to ask you to do, I do this moment of focus in every show because I want everybody who's a part of this show to have an opportunity to have a moment of quiet and focus with themselves, if possible. So I kind of want to put my energy where my mouth is and say, here's a place for 5 minutes that you can do that and just be in your space for a moment. So why don't you just take a deep breath and just shake out the body a second, wherever you are, whether you're sitting or laying down or standing or walking, just relax your body. Just take that deep breath and release any air and any tension that you may be carrying at this moment. And allow your eyes to close if you can. Obviously, if you're driving, please don't close your eyes. But otherwise, if you can, just let your eyes close gently and attend to my voice, and I want you to become aware of your field. And what do I mean by that? Well, as you're closed, as your eyes are closed, as you're feeling into your experience, I just want you to be aware of your energy. And I want you to be aware of what's absorbing or you're attending to in your energy. So as you're in this space of quiet, and as you're just connected to the breath, as your breath is flowing easily in and out of your body, just become aware of how many different little things are in your field that you are attending to. Can be anything from a sound you just heard the next room, can be a dog barking, could be a car driving by, could be an issue with work, could be a relationship issue, could be loneliness, could be pandemic, could be money, could be all of it. Just allow yourself to become aware of it. Don't try to change it. Don't try to do anything to it. Just be aware of it. And now I want you to command your field. I want you to pull it inside your body. You're like, So it's just a command. You command your field. Simply bring your field into your body, into your heart space, into the center of your chest. Just ask it, just move it in. Just feel it disconnecting from all of the exterior stuff. If there's anything there that's important that you have to deal with, it'll be there when we're done. It'll show up again. But in this moment, this is all you're dealing with, is this being right here, right now. Bring that energy in. Feel it coming into your chest. Feel your awareness, because where we're going to go is I want you to become aware of the inside of your body, just for this moment. Connect to the inside of your experience, feeling all the things that are going on in the inside. Some of it may be comfortable, some of it may be uncomfortable. Just observe it. Let that consciousness begin to roam around in the inside of your head. Feel it moving in and around and through your brain and behind your eyes and sinuses. Let it move down through the neck and all the tissues and blood vessels and muscles and bones, and just be aware of all of this extraordinary apparatus that surrounds you. And as that awareness is moving, as it comes through the shoulders and you relax and let it go, notice if you notice a little discomfort there, just focus your awareness and breath there and breathe it open and let the energy dissipate. And let that awareness move through the chest and through the torso and through around all the organs and muscles and tissue, down through the hips, feeling the hips relax, and the legs and the arms, through the knees and the elbows, down to the feet and the hands. Just feel all of the awareness of you. And now I want you to focus that awareness even more intently. I want you to focus it into your breath. I believe that the breath is the foundation of everything we do. I believe breath is the key to wellness. It is the foundational aspect of our life. It is what gives us life. It is chi, it is prana, it is life force. And when we choose to engage the breath, when we become conscious of working with the breath, it is another change in consciousness that changes everything, because you begin to see how when you use breath as the foundation of your experience, everything else can come in line with that, including the mind. So we're going to be inhaling through the nose to a count of four. We're going to fill completely. We're going to rest in that fullness for a moment. And then you're going to purge from the mouth to a count of six. And when we reach the six, you're then going to rest into the emptiness. I want you to rest into the void. And then you'll re-engage and you'll pull in new air, new energy, new vitality. And then we'll go through that cycle again. And that purge of six, understand the reason we're releasing to a count of six is we want to purge all of the old energy and air out of the deepest parts of the lungs, so that when you take in that new energy, it's filling every part of you. So staying with me here and focusing that intention deep into the heart, deep into the chest, as you focus solely into the breath, allowing that breath to expand you completely. I want you in a four count to take in as much air as you can as we begin. Inhale, two, three, four. You're feeling full and you're relaxing into that fullness. And now you're purging from the mouth, exhaling, two, 3, 4, 5, 6. And now I want you to rest in the emptiness. Just rest for a moment. And now engaging the lungs, inhaling. 2, 3, 4, feeling that full, rich air as you rest in that fullness. And then we release from the mouth, purging it all out, letting it go. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And now rest in that emptiness. Rest in the void. The void is as powerful as the fullness. Engage and inhale. 2, 3, 4. You're feeling full again and resting in the fullness. As you release and purge, release that air. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then resting in the emptiness, rest in that void, feel the peace of that space. As you continue the rhythm on your own for another couple cycles, let your body expand as fully as you can, really taking in all that air as you reach the top and completely surrendering to fullness, completely surrendering and then releasing it, surrendering all that breath and energy, letting it go. As you purge all the way down deep into the lungs, letting all of that go as you reach the bottom. And there you rest in pure emptiness. An incredible, empowering, beautiful space as you re-engage. Continuing to breathe, continuing to maintain that focus, and just use a little bit of that focus to hear my voice. I want you to take in these words. Let them wash over you. If they fill you, keep them. If they don't, let them go. I am the evolution of God realized as matter. I inform and guide that expression as the pure expression of God. I show up as God. I connect as God. I align as God. I am creation realized. And from that, I create, expand, and engage. I am. Feeling that breath, feeling the power of that air as it continues to move through you, feeling deeply centered and focused in this moment, right here, right now, as we take this adventure. And as you release that last breath in this cycle, just allow your energy again to reach out. Allow it to expand outside of your body, back out into its natural expression. Just allowing the energy to come forward, but now fully present in this moment. We're going to bring Bill back in and carry on our conversation. Thank you all for being here. And there's my friend, Bill.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for that meditation. That was wonderful.
Awesome. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I did.
Good. I am truly glad. All right. So let's carry on, my friend. We're going to carry on to this. So in the second segment, I loved where we left off, and I want to pick up from there. But one of the things that strikes me, and as I was thinking about this whole topic, was bringing awareness, at least at a mental level. You may not get it all there, but understanding that we are 10% of what we are is available to us, roughly, in science, meaning we're only using 10% of the capacity that we have. 90% of it is the warehouse, what I call the warehouse. 90%. So imagine if we could change 0.3% of where we are, what that can do on our world. And that's what I say, it becomes that whole platform of becoming conscious is nothing more than bringing what is below the conscious threshold to above the conscious threshold. And we have an amazing system that helps us do that. So this is just laying a foundation for understanding that when 90% of who we are is not in our awareness, it's communicating with us continually. And it's a question of how we respond to that. So let's carry on there, Bill, and where were we going from the headache?
Oh, great. I'm just going to a couple of thoughts on the 90-10. Please. So, our, let's call it conscious. Our conscious is, let's say, 10% of, let's say, generously, of what we're aware of. And then 90% is our subconscious, right? That warehouse. So where did, the first thing is, where do we get the warehouse? Well, the warehouse is pretty simple. We came in, we were born, as you said earlier, and from the age of through to the age of seven, we were in a theta brainwave state. Now, right now we're in what they call beta. We're live. We're really awake. We're listening to each other. We're interacting. When you do hypnosis, you drop people down into theta so they can be hypnotized. And what the things that you say become the truth. Well, from zero to seven, you're at a theta brainwave state. So the TV that was on when you were between zero and seven, the arguments your parents had, all of these different things, they affect our subconscious. They program our subconscious. There's even some wonderful evidence that there's a study done by I think it was UCSD here in San Diego by Dr. Diaz, where with rats, they've actually proven that your ancestors actually send down to you their traumas genetically. So he had a box full of rats and mice or whatever, and he electrified the bottom of this cage. And then he had this little fruity smell. He put the little fruity smell in it, in the cage, and then, bap, he shocked the rats. And the rats were like, ah! So he would do this over a month basis. You know, fruity smell, shock, ah! You know, so
right.
After a month, these rats are like, ah! You, right? And anyway, he'd take the sperm and egg out of these affected rats and then artificially inseminate them into another rat who's had no contact. The baby rats are born, and then these baby rats had no contact with the other group, had never been shocked. He sticks them in a box, and he puts the fruity smell in, and the rats go nuts. We've actually proven that you get passed down the traumas from your ancestors. So if you have an ancestor that was in the Holocaust, for example, you've got some things going on from that. And we've all had different traumas, right, in our past.
Yep.
So
I've experienced that a lot. And actually, interestingly enough, I love this already, the parallels that we're drawing, as because we haven't talked in a long time. One of the chapters in my book talks specifically about that time period and how kids are sponges. And we make a joke of that, but it's not a joke at all. They're absorbing from the minute they're in the womb, they're absorbing everything that's going on. And it isn't until they develop cognitive awareness that they can start putting words to the experience. But by then, it's sort of too late.
You know? Yeah, you passed the window.
But anyway, so please carry on. I just love when these things click, because it's so much, the information is the information. And it's important that regardless of where it's coming from, it's coming because we all share it from a little different perspective. You know, that the whole DNA thing, I absolutely know I don't know how I know. I just know the DNA is everything we have ever been, ever will be, and are. It encompasses the entire beingness, which is all of our history, because that's how we're all connected. We're not, you know, we chose our families, but those are all souls that we have been aligned with and connected to in varying ways in different forms in the non-physical. And so having that come here, it's extraordinary. It's extraordinary.
Yes, it certainly is. So, so now we know, right, through different means, we get programmed. Some of it we came in with, some of it happened while we're here. Now, what happens though is here we are now, you know, grown adults, and you can't help how you feel. You have, here you are, your conscious is say 10%, and your subconscious is 90%, and that 90% is the feelings, right, expressed through our body. Now, the strange thing is we're, whether it be your weight, right, and your food cravings, or your anger at your spouse, or you name it, jealousy, shame, guilt, whatever you're feeling, you know, we're all supposed to, like, you've got to willpower this. You got to be stronger than that. You got to change your mind, son. You know, it's just you know what your problem is? You ain't strong enough. You ain't got enough willpower. You know, you're like, you know, because you can't help it. Let's say, for example, it's the chocolate cake, or it's the beer, or wine, or whatever it is.
Whatever it is.
You're like, I can't help it. I like it, you know, and I'm craving it. So that, right, is my subconscious. And we're supposed to try to overpower the 90% with the 10%.
Right.
Right? not fair. You know, you're going to a gunfight with a knife.
Yeah.
You know, that's not, it ain't
working. And not a big one. it's extraordinary. We got to take a quick break. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to pause for just a second, because I want Bill to have a chance to talk to you all out there about all the amazing work he's doing with the cognitive movement and the stuff that he's doing. And then when we come back behind that, we're going to dive even more into these feelings and how can we, and what do we do? How do we be with this, or what do we do with this, is all kind of where we're going to go from here. So we'll be back right after this break. Bear with us. Be right back. We're back, Bill McKenna. This is your show now. Have fun for a few minutes. Tell the people all about you. I'll be right back. Oh,
gosh. All right.
This is your window.
This is my window. Okay.
This is your window. I'll see you in a minute.
So, thank you. I'm the founder of Cogno Movement. And earlier in the show, we had talked a little bit about that you're constantly in a process of trying to fight how you feel. So you've got these cravings that you have for Coca-Cola or chocolate or you name it, and you're supposed to somehow overpower that feeling of wanting. You can't help it. You just feel how you feel. Well, these feelings are actually stuck somewhere in your physical body. And what we have discovered is a method to release it. If you don't feel it, then you'll stop thinking about it. Now, this goes with your worst enemy. Let's say you had a trauma. Let's say you suffer from guilt, grief, resentment, or just have a looping thought. You know, this happened to me and it's just happening over and over and over and over. And you keep on thinking about it. Well, the reason that you keep thinking about it is because you have a feeling in your body and then you attach a thought to it. The thought then fuels the feeling. Now, these feelings also could be, you know, I'm in lack right now. And then and then you get the thoughts of lack. What we do with cognitive movement is we bust that entire cycle. So literally, you won't feel it anymore. It is amazing because once that happens, you find whether it is the chocolate cake and you're just like, I don't really care anymore. And even when you do taste it, it's like, you know, who made the chocolate cake today? It didn't taste very good. You know, it could be something like a Snickers bar, right? It's the same all around the world. But, you know, now when you go to try it, it just doesn't taste all that great. This happens with relationships. We have had so many marriages that were on the edge of divorce that have come to us, and then the problem is just like, poof, gone. Why? Because the person no longer feels the way they do in the past. It literally changes. And when that changes, there is a dynamic. You know, I say this, they do that, they say that, I do this. That whole cycle is broken. And once it gets broken, then the relationship completely shifts in really positive ways. How do we do that? Well, we do it by activating not only the left and right brain from multiple different perspectives, the three ways that you learn, auditory, kinesthetic, and visual. We activate those different parts of the brain and we activate it across the hemisphere, the left-right hemisphere. Stress typically is a left brain function. And we're able to actually create more connectivity in your brain. And with this connectivity, then you make whole new connections, new ways of understanding. At the same time, you experience during the exercise, you experience this, let's say, whatever it is, the longing for your ex-boyfriend or girlfriend, the pain of what happened to you in high school, the violation by your parents and what they did, whatever it might be, or the fear of I'm going to be homeless. Whatever that thing is, you literally feel it move up or down the center line of your body as a feeling. You may get your belly button very hot, and then you'll feel yourself get nauseous, and then you may start choking, and then you'll get a headache, and whoosh, it's gone, and then you just don't feel it anymore. So that's basically what we do with this. It's called cognitive movement. And there's a variety of different things that we employ to make that happen. Everything from the way that we move this ball and the areas that we move it. And in addition to that, we use breath, acupuncture points to stimulate you into a place of releasing this. We overwhelm your body in a whole new way, and that emotion, that old cycle, literally cannot hold on anymore. It releases and you become free. Imagine what your life would be like without your big problem, whatever that problem is, and you just didn't feel it anymore. What would happen in your life? Imagine you just didn't feel that way about that person anymore. So many people are just struggling and cycling that it our tagline is suffering is optional. Once you know how to do this, suffering's optional. You pick up your Cogno movement ball, you do the exercise, typically somewhere 15 minutes or 20 minutes, and whoosh, that's it.
Excellent.
Okay.
That was fantastic. That was great. And then encapsulated, I was thinking as you were talking, and this ties to our conversation and where we're going. 5 years ago, I had a strong urge, you know, I mean, and you know, we've been on this path for a long time and a lot of things have happened. But one of those things for me was I woke up one morning, I think it was 5 or 6 years ago. I can't remember now. And all I heard was, "You're done with meat." And I was like, "Excuse me?" No, I'm sorry. That was the second one. The first one was you're done with wheat, not meat. You're done with wheat. And I was living in Spring Valley. We were living in a beautiful house and it was a great, you know, and it was just before before the Super Bowl weekend. And we were going to a party. And literally I'm walking to the kitchen going, I'm not what? It's like, no more, none of that anymore. And it literally was a shift that I went, oh, okay. And the next thought was, so what am I going to make myself to eat for this Super Bowl party? Because all the things that I could eat at the Super Bowl party won't be on that list. But that's a bigger version of, but I'm struck by it because, and I'm remembering it because it is sometimes, and many times it's subtle, but it's also in many times not subtle. It's all about how we get this field ready for that information. And how we do, like you were talking about, whether we're doing a daily practice and how are we getting our energy ready? How are we being in preparation for hearing and experiencing those communications? Mm-hmm. So that leads me to this. So what do we do? How do we, or how do we be with these experiences, Bill? What do we, when you're confronted, like relationships are a great example. When you reach that place in a relationship where, you know, it's this, you know, how do you be with those promptings, with those feelings, with those, with that experience in order to navigate it to a new place?
Oh gosh, this is a crazy, crazy answer that is a lot different than it would be a decade ago for me. I'm going to start at the end, which is not going to even make any sense because, you know, it's still even hard for me to even grasp. But the fact is, when we shift that thing, literally, you know how in relationships, right? Whatever kind of relationship, mom, dad, brother, sister, but there's a grind, you know, there is a grind going on. Well, that grind that's going on, there's a lot of pressure. You may not be saying anything, but you're feeling like, so you're grinding away in your mind about this person, and you get up in the morning and you have a feeling. I've got a feeling, and within a nanosecond, it stimulates a thought so fast that we don't even realize that the feeling was there first, and then we go to the thought. So here's the awesome thing I was getting to, and the reason that I said we've saved so many marriages recently is one person is like, you know, has a lot of negative feelings about the other person and their behavior, you know, and they got a big story that they have. Well, when we do Cogno movement, what happens is that this literally as a feeling moves up or down the body. And once it's gone, the person cannot access it anymore. I would compare it to, there's been times in your life when your toe hurt or your knee hurt, but now it doesn't. You literally forget. You just don't see the person that way anymore. Right. And when that busts, I got to tell you a story. There's a woman who this only happened 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, she's like, she's got this big story about her husband. He's not supporting me. We're not on the same page. He sucks. Well, okay, he sucks. I want you to feel he sucks. And we do the Cogno movement. You know, we go through the process and do it. And she eliminates it, right? Well, she's done the session. This is literally 3 o'clock in the afternoon. She's done the session. She goes home. You know, she's got a few things to get ready. She, you know, does the session. 5 o'clock, she goes home, you know, puts the key in the door, opens the door. Hi, honey. Here he is. And there he is. Hi, listen, you know, I realize you haven't been happy, you know, and for the past 10 years, and I packed all my stuff, and here's your wedding ring, and thank you. And she's like, what? And he said, listen, I have been trying to support you, you know, on this, 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 and this. And she named off all the projects that were, he sucks, he sucks, he sucks, he sucks. And all of a sudden she could hear it. And she was like, oh my God, you know, actually I can see it now. He has been supporting me and he's my perfect mate. And literally the projects literally happened immediately. And I'm not talking about like, oh, we had to wait to manifest, blah, blah, blah. No,
right.
The next day they're in contract on the house, the everything's going on, all kinds of things are happening. And anyway, the other person shifts. And it has to do with this quantum field that we're in. And there's a relationship that happens at an energetic level. Also, the person, you know, on my side, you know, of it, just literally, it's vacant. It doesn't. There's nothing there anymore.
I said earlier about the meat thing. It happened again with me for meat as well. But that same clarity that when it's gone, it's gone. When you release that, whatever it is, you know, for me, I mean, and I've had that experience, I don't even know how many times, where I know the energy I'm feeling is not where I want to be. So I focus on that so that it can move. And as soon as it moves, as soon as I'm able to shift that for myself, it's gone. It's not even a, you know, and I know it's happened in my relationship many times, you know, where Michael will say something or we'll have an issue. And I'll realize I'm reacting. I'm in a reactive space. And I'm like, that's not serving this here at all. So I don't know what I'm reacting to, but whatever it is, it's mine. So let's deal. And as soon as I do deal and let it move, whatever that was changes. But not only that, it immediately refills with a clear perspective. It immediately refills with clarity about what I'm doing in the circumstance, how I'm contributing in this circumstance, and then clarity for the situation to go, that's why he responded that way. Because now all of a sudden you see the string, you see the story you created, and you go, well, he responded to that part of the story and that part of the story and that part of the story, you know, and when you take it all away, there's nothing there anymore. It's empty. It's an empty space of new creation, which is, I think, is fantastic. And I love that. That the way you describe it is so powerful.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, I love it. I love it that your level of awareness on this is just, you know, great. There's a message, and I wanted to give the audience this bit of information that can help them along their path right here, right now, today. And that is that, how do I know there's something in it for me when I'm having that argument or something, or something happens in my life? Is how do I know there's something in it for me? And the way that you know is your body physically reacts. If I'm having a reaction that I cannot control, I did not choose it. I didn't choose this. I'm just feeling it, right? So that, then there is something in it for you, And this is so important. I came up with these three words for myself, but you can feel free to use them. Have I ever? These are my three words. Mm-hmm. Have I ever? When you have a feeling, it's telling you an involuntary feeling, right? That there's something critical here for you to process. And if you ask yourself those three simple words, if you've ever done something like that before, the essence of it, and you basically, the ending of your karma is the changing of your mind. You simply stop doing it. Stop. Oh, got it. I won't start doing that anymore. Thank you very much. And that feeling literally goes away like that. You go from anger to laughter. And it happens, which used to take me, heck, I could stay angry for a decade.
Oh, man. Yeah.
You know?
Yes. Yes.
Now I'm down to, 15 seconds. You know?
Exactly. Because
right?
you feel it coming. You go, wait, this is, okay, here it comes. Okay, let's let it move. Let's move on through this. And it's extraordinary because you see, like I said before, you see, I mean, at least to me, you see the whole picture. You don't see the limitation that you've, but through the fear and through the anger, you cut off your sight, you cut off your vision, you cut off your energy, you cut off your flow. And then as soon as you allow it, it doesn't change the fact that you're feeling what you're feeling. It doesn't change the fact that it's about to change. But what it does is it opens it up in a way that allows it to go somewhere else that doesn't have to be attached to you.
Yeah. And you learn what that was there for.
Yeah.
Why did I need to experience that?
I also like, Bill, the way that you're describing it. And this is something foundational to my show, to the thing that I do, which is I believe the process of creation is be, do, have. So the way you're talking about it is the first step in anything that we do in our life is about beingness. It's about be with who you are, be with what you're experiencing, be. And when you be, you will be inspired to do. Because when you be with that feeling and you allow it and it opens and you're able to like, oh, this is how I can step through this into this await, whatever the need is in that situation to change, it evolves. And then you have the thing that you ultimately want, which is connection, which is the love, which is the alignment. That just, you're making my head spin here because it's just, I love how deeply powerful that is in creating that quantum change that people really are looking for.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You can, well, suffering is optional. I don't know if we have time for it, but
we have about 7 minutes.
Okay. So, you're all about empowering your audience and that's what I'm about to. And while we're on the subject of our body and our feeling being expressed, I want to kind of like, so what, right? Okay, great. Now I get it. But practical application right here, right now. When you have a negative feeling, what happens is you physically tense your body somewhere. In order for us humans to have a negative feeling, our body has to participate. So you will get a micro constriction, just a little bit. You put your eyebrows together. If you watch, in order for somebody to have a feeling, they had to constrict. They raise their eyebrows. They will clench their jaw just a little bit, or you might feel it in your neck. But I want to show you something here that will change your actual life. For everybody out there, now this is what I would call a Band-Aid. It's whereas cognomovement would be something where poof, it's gone. This will, though, be something you can use forever in any circumstance. When you have a feeling, let's say, audience, if you just pick the number one big problem in your life, whatever that is, the biggest problem you got, and let yourself feel how you feel about it. And you feel the anger, the frustration, the humiliation, whatever. Let yourself feel it. Put it on a scale of 1 to 10. Just feel how you feel. No apologies. You hate them. Whatever. Feel it. Okay. Now you got it on a scale of 1 to 10. Now start and notice your face. If let yourself feel the emotional feeling, but relax your physical body. If it's between your eyebrows, relax. You have command over your physical body. Feel how you feel, hate them, but relax your eyebrows. Relax around your eyes. Relax your jaw. You already know, I don't have to tell you, you already know where the microtension is. Maybe it's your tongue. Maybe it's your neck. Could be your thighs, your toes. You know, there's a lot of people have a stoic face, but their toes are like, they're hiding, right? They're, you know? Yes. So, okay, relax. Just relax your physical body from head to toe. And it's the little constriction, wherever it is, start at the top, go down to the toes, relax every part of your physical body. You feel, you still hate them, but just relax your body. You have command over the physical. Let yourself just relax. Relax every part of it. Go from your toes again. Where am I tense? Go up the back of my legs, my calves, my knees, my buttocks, my if it's in your, like for some of us, your gut, relax it like it's 2 a.m. Relax your shoulders. And now put it on a scale of 1 to 10. How does it feel? You'll go from a 10 down to a 7, and then you find the other constriction. You let go of it. It goes down to a 4. You let go again. Find the other constriction. And they'll, as soon as you let go of them all, boom, it's gone. Now, when certain people walk in the room, now that you know this trick, you'll notice they walk in the room, and then you, like, for me, it was this shoulder. And I saw myself going, and I got the feeling. I had the feeling. I was like, down boy, down boy. You know, just like lower the shoulder. And like that, the feeling went away, and I can have a whole different conversation.
Yeah. So, and do you also want them to breathe through that? Are they engaging the breath through that process?
Absolutely, because the breath is our bridge in between the conscious and subconscious. When, as we started this program, we're all talking that is it, right? Our body is going to stop breathing when our subconscious starts talking.
Beautiful. What a great exercise. I hope you all are able to utilize that. Of course, you can always go back and watch this on YouTube or back to the page and on Bill's pages or my pages and see this exercise again. But what an amazing tool to be able to shift this stuff out of your body. And I can tell you, I've not done Bill's process, but I can tell you that it works because I've done it through my own. And he has described, it's amazing sitting here listening to him talk about this because it happens, I think, somewhat organically as you become more conscious in your life, as you become more attuned to your own vibration. It sort of evolves as a natural because you start to notice these weird tweaks that go on in your system. So even if you're not at that place, what an excellent tool to get you to that place of being conscious of what's going on in your body, because your subconscious is informing you all the time. And if you can take those times, that 15 minutes, 10 minutes here and there to come to that quiet place, to come to that centered place and get in touch with, like we did in the meditation in the beginning and that Bill just did with you all now, the quantum levels of change that you will create will rock your world. And the things that we call magic suddenly aren't magic anymore. They're just energy. And it's all energy. So to you, Bill, I am so grateful that you're here today and so blessed to have you here to talk about this stuff with me, and looking forward to having more of these conversations with you.
I loved it. That was so fun. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely a joy. And I wanted to throw up here real quick. We had Elena Diana Maxim shouted out to us, and I wanted to say a shout out to Elena here and thank you for the hug and back to you. And thank you for sharing this space with us and contributing your energy to this amazing conversation today. So thank you all for being here. Thank you for being a part of Adventures in Truth. Like us, subscribe, whatever other things are. If you're on YouTube, hit the bell. But share this with your friends. Share this with your friends. Share this with everybody. Let them know we're here. We love having these conversations and love that you're a part of these conversations. So have an incredible weekend. And to you, Bill, thank you and the best to you and yours. And if you hang out after the end, we'll be able to chat on the other side.
All right.
So thanks, guys, everybody, for being here. We'll talk very soon.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Adventures in Truth podcast. Thank you for joining us. We'd love to connect with you. Please like us on Facebook and subscribe on YouTube. To learn more about Jim's book, Fear is a Choice, Unraveling the Illusion of Our Separation from Love, or to book a session with Jim, you can email us at adventuresintruth@gmail.com, or you can join us on the web at www.adventuresintruth.com. Tune in next time for another great Adventures in Truth podcast.